All right, you see this, all this white in my hair here?
Well, you've, okay. I thought you usually color that.
It's like white back here, and it looks like it's what? Like gray white, but it's, yeah. I tried to wash it out. I didn't do a very good job. I got to wash it again. I was painting my closet, and there's like all these little cubbies, and I was like crawling into them. And I had a bandana on, so I thought it covered it, but I guess I had my head sort of away that I just wiped it on the entire thing of wet paint.
I would have won that bet. I would have bet that you would have dunked your hair in the paint.
I didn't dunk my hair in the paint. I dunked my, I hit my, so I painted and then I leaned right up against it with my head because I forgot that I had just painted that one part.
How much paint is on the floor?
Well, I was smart. I kept the old carpet, so I put that down. And then the guy who built my closet left me all of these big blankets. And then Joe went and bought plastic covering. So I have like three layers.
I know, but have you looked under these layers to see if the paint has gone through? Because I guarantee it's all over the floor now.
It is all over the floor, but I was able to easily wipe it off or scrape it up with a razor blade. It's okay. I still have like another two coats or another coat. I don't know. How many coats of paint do you do these days? Is two enough?
Just two's enough.
Okay. So I've already done half the closet. Half the closet I've done one. The other half I did two. So I'm done on one side. I guess I just got to do the other. So I'm nearly done.
Just another day of dipping your hair in the paint. Now, I guarantee when you pull that stuff up, it's going to be all over the place.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be. I'm already prepared for that. I'm already like, you know, even though I put down three layers, a carpet, a blanket, and plastic, I'm 100% sure. Because what happened was, so, you know, it's the end of the paint can. You know how cheap I am. You know, like with shampoo, when you're in the shower and there's like a little shampoo left, so you turn the bottle over and you leave it there. So I did that with a paint can, except I didn't realize half of it. I thought I put the entire thing on the tray, but some of it was leaning over the side. So that kind of went down the blanket, down the plastic, into the floor. Yeah. Almost to the point where I was like, is my downstairs neighbor going to be knocking? Like, why is it raining white paint?
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all by any of this.
I already had a neighbor put a note under my door that said, somebody on this floor is painting. I smell the paint fumes and it's after hours. If it's you, please stop. I guess they put it on everybody's floor. So you're only allowed to paint between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And I was painting well into the night, like 8, 9 o'clock at night. Because I was getting really into it. I'm like, why should I stop? It's my apartment. So I opened windows, you know, but I guess the paint fumes worked their way out into the hallway. So as people were going to dinner, coming back from work, they were like, what the hell?
What are you painting with? Regular paint doesn't have smell.
Yeah,
of course. Fumes.
Well, yeah, you could smell the paint. You could smell it. Wet paint smells.
I don't know. I haven't smelled any paint in this. Are you painting with a spray can?
No, I'm painting with, no, it's a white semi-gloss. It's just a simple white semi-gloss. It's not like, I'm not doing anything spectacular. It's not like I'm doing a mural, but no, it has some fumes. I mean, you could, listen, where I'm painting is right by the door. You just have to walk by, you could smell it. It's not that hard to smell. It dries quickly, but you know, while it's wet, you could smell it.
Drama.
Yeah.
So you got your hair in it. You drip some on the floor. Your neighbors are now complaining to the whole apartment complex.
Right.
About your paint. What else happened?
So, you know how Marigold is staying with us, the black dog?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the old Bugs Bunny cartoons, when the skunk used to go under the wet fence and then, I'm sorry, when the cat used to go under the wet fence and look like a skunk. So she follows me everywhere and I forgot to put the fence up. So she came to the area where I was and she was like, I didn't realize, leaning up against me. So her entire tail, from her backside to her entire tail, she looks like Pepe Le Pew's lover.
Can't you not put her in the bedroom and let her just stay outside the door and shut the door?
Yeah, I didn't think of it.
You didn't think of that?
No, I didn't think she'd want to come over and like lean on paint.
Oh,
I think if
okay,
she
could, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Animals never do
usually,
that.
I put up a fence so she can't get to, she could see me, but she can't get to me. You know how like in New York City when someone's doing construction and they put like windows so the men walking by can look in and be like, oh, look, there's men working. I put a fence up so she can watch and be like, oh, look, there she is working. But yeah, I forgot to put the fence up, so she's, and we haven't bathed her yet, so she has the peppy
little
pew. She
still has paint.
Yeah.
So you have paint and she has paint.
We both have paint in our hair. Yeah, we both have to take a bath together.
And you're only painting a closet.
It'll look great once it's done.
Just a closet.
It's just a closet.
Where's all the stuff that was in the closet?
In the living room, which is now, it looks like the closet threw up all over the living room.
So you took everything out of the closet, which is a lot.
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
Shoes and clothes, and you put that
coats. Yeah, it's the coat closet, the vacuum, everything we've ever, boxes, storage. Yeah, I mean everything we've had here for 7 years.
So you took everything out, put it in the living room, and then you went in, and as soon as it dries, you'll put it all back in.
Well, no, because we're waiting for the doors. Still, the doors came in; they were the wrong size, so we still have to wait for the doors.
Oh, more drama. So
yeah.
Why are they the wrong size?
The guy who builds the doors measured it, but I guess the person who made the doors is dyslexic and read it backwards is what I heard. That was the rumor. That was the story. He put 96 inches and they did 69 inches. And I was like, nice, 69. Cool.
And he thought it said 96. So he made a big ass door.
It was 96.
Oh.
They are 96 inches, but the guy made 69-inch doors, which, you know, I was like, great number. I see where your mind is. I see where you're going with this, but it doesn't help me.
So you're supposed to measure twice and cut once. So I guess he measured once and cut twice.
Looks like it, yeah.
So now, when are new doors coming?
I don't know. Okay. Hopefully before the summer. Because I'm living amongst my closet right now.